via remote, and I'm Laurel Boonman. U.S. President Donald Trump on Thursday signed a bill to keep the government running into December after funding briefly lapsed. The president did not approve the bill before a midnight Thursday deadline to fund the government, and U.S. spending authority did temporarily lapse, but agencies weren't ordered to cease operations. The U.S. Senate passed the temporary spending bill on Wednesday in an 84-10 vote, and the House approved the legislation last week. The law will ensure the government does not go through a crippling shutdown during the coronavirus pandemic and about 1 month before the 2020 presidential election. The Tokyo Stock Exchange plans to resume normal operations Friday after it halted Thursday trading. It halted Thursday trading due to what exchange officials said was a malfunction in its computer systems. It was the worst such outage ever. There was no indication that hacking or cybersecurity threats caused the outage at the world's third largest exchange. The exchange's president apologized for any problems that the outage caused. He and other exchange officials said a computer hardware device they called Machine 1 failed and the backup, or Machine 2, didn't kick in. So stock price information was not being relayed properly. Officials see no problem, though, in the resumption of trading tomorrow. And perhaps not top news, but interesting, a ban on plastic straws, cotton buds, and stirrers in England came into force today in the latest attempt to lessen the effect of plastic pollution on the environment. According to the UK government, an estimated 4.7 billion plastic straws, 1.8 billion plastic-stemmed cotton buds, and 316 million plastic stirrers are used in England each year. This is VOA News. Azerbaijani and Armenian forces have no plans to call a truce in the disputed region of Nagorno-Karabakh in the southern Caucasus. Fighting has been escalating since it first broke out on Sunday. It's the worst violence to flare up in the region for decades. On Thursday, Russia and France called for a ceasefire, but shelling continued and explosions were reported in the region's main city overnight. The enclave is officially part of Azerbaijan, but it's governed by ethnic Armenians. The two former Soviet republics fought a war from 1988 through 1994 over the territory. In this latest violence, dozens of people have been killed and hundreds wounded. There's concern that international powers, too, could be drawn into the conflict. On geopolitics, Armenia is majority Christian. Azerbaijan is majority Muslim. Turkey has close ties to Azerbaijan, and Azerbaijan has a lot of oil, while Russia and Armenia are allies. But Russia also has good relations with Azerbaijan. In short, the area is a potential powder keg, say analysts, and many eyes are watching. Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny told a German magazine that Russian President Vladimir Putin was behind his suspected poisoning, but he stressed that he was not afraid. Navalny was flown from Russia to Berlin in August after falling ill on a domestic flight. He received treatment for what Germany said was poisoning by a potentially deadly nerve agent before being discharged in September. The West has demanded an explanation from the Kremlin, which has denied any involvement in the incident and said it has yet to see evidence of a crime. Members of a pro-democracy group marched towards the Hong Kong Exhibition Center, calling for the release of all political prisoners on Thursday as the city prepares to celebrate the 71st anniversary of the founding of the People's Republic of China. Dozens of police officers walked alongside veteran pro-democracy activist Long Kwok Hum, League of Social Democrats Chairman Raphael Wong, and two other activists who held a banner that read, "There is no National Day celebration, only national mourning." A national security law was imposed by Beijing on June 30th. It punishes what authorities see as subversion, secession, foreign interference, and terrorism with up to life in prison. Critics of the law say it erodes any remaining freedoms the former British colony has, while supporters say it will bring stability after last year's anti-government protests. And COVID-19 rages on, the grim backdrop for so many of our world news stories. 15,000 more people have died, 15,000 more than the 1 million reported dead just a few days ago. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.